Texas Governor Rick Perry is asking that 17 more Texas counties be declared disaster zones after severe flooding ripped through areas as far west as Abilene. Comal County, just north of San Antonio, was among the hardest hit. NPR's John Burnett traveled there and has this report.
During a normal July, the Guadalupe is one of the loveliest rivers in the country. It races out from the bottom of Canyon Dam, clear and inviting, cold and bracing, flowing under tall cypress trees and offering breathtaking views of limestone cliffs. But give it 30 to 40 inches of rain in a matter of days, increase its volume 165 times, and the lazy Guadalupe becomes a liquid bulldozer.
Look at this house.
Oh my God. Somebody's house going down the Guadalupe. It sounded like it was breaking up here downstream. You could hear the snap and the pops.
Did you tell whose house it was?
I couldn't tell.
Danny DeBose, a Motorola plant manager, stood behind their handsome two-story home on Riverside Drive in New Braunfels, about 30 miles north of San Antonio. Rain in the Guadalupe watershed continued to run off on Saturday, causing the river to swell even wider to within 20 feet of DeBose's back door.
It looks like it's coming up. It's almost to the flower bed, and it was a good 6 feet from the flower bed yesterday.
The engorged river is as wide as 1.5 football fields. It is the ugly color of café au lait. The Guadalupe is a superhighway of flotsam. 2x4 framed walls, porta-johns, propane tanks, inner tubes, docks, barrels, styrofoam, refrigerators, and the occasional uprooted pecan tree.
You can hear every once in a while, you'll hear a tree snap. Sounds like a gun going off. It'd be a tree snapping into the water.
Like residents up and down the Guadalupe, Danny and Deborah DuBose received ample notice the flood was coming. With the help of friends, they moved their furniture and personal items out on Friday. All they could do Saturday was stand on their shrinking backyard, watch, and wait.
It teaches you there's not a lot you can control in these situations, I can tell you that. Kind of a helpless feeling.
There was another catastrophic flood on the Guadalupe only 4 years ago. Local officials proclaimed it a 500-year flood. The water actually climbed several feet higher than it did in this disaster. On Saturday, Mary Thompson, a retired high school band teacher, stood in the street and watched the murky water lapping at the doorknobs of her three-bedroom house. Wearily, she said, the same thing happened to her in 1998.
And it rebuilt, and it's still a beautiful view and still a lovely neighborhood here. I don't know. I'll rebuild it, I'm sure, but I don't know what I'll do with it after that. I'm kind of getting gun-shy or water-shy, should I say, right now.
Thompson says it's hard rebuilding, dealing with the insurance adjusters, carpet cleaners, carpenters, and landscapers. She says the ordeal is somewhat offset by the community here in New Braunfels. In 98, strangers pulled up with trailers and helped other strangers move furniture and belongings to higher ground. And the Good Samaritans returned after the floodwaters receded.
People will come in with sandwiches, they'll come in with brooms and mops, and let's help you clean it out. I just think it's a super neighborhood and community. That's why I hate to move in a way, you know, from here, because everybody is so good about helping each other.
Many residents and businesses have only now recovered from the financial setback of the 98 flood. The 2002 flood is putting the squeeze on again, said Alan Payne, a manager at Rockin' R River Rides, the largest tube and raft rental business in the state. He said they don't know the extent of the damage yet, but he knows at least 5 of their offices are underwater, as well as buses and trailers.
To be losing this kind of stuff 4 years after, you know, just totally rebuilding, it's devastating. When you got 20 weeks to make your living for the year and you're losing 4 of them like this.
Inevitably, there will be questions about whether the floods could have been mitigated. For instance, could the Army Corps of Engineers, which manages Canyon Lake above New Braunfels, have released water earlier to minimize the force of the flooded river? Comal County Judge Danny Shale thinks not.
This is an event that, as unfortunate as it is, you have to accept as a freak of nature. When I drove up to Canyon Lake this morning and saw the level of that water, having lived here my entire life, I just never would have thought that it was possible.
There was so much water in Canyon Lake that it began on July 4th to pour over a never-used spillway south of the dam. This new torrent has gouged out a deep channel that looks and sounds like the base of Niagara Falls or the outlet of a giant hydroelectric plant. Larry Doogie, a ranch manager whose front gate is less than 100 yards from the fearsome whitewater, said he's never seen anything like it.
And this was all trees and brush and grass and a road, a bridge. Now it's a giant gorge, rocks, debris, tree stumps everywhere. The force of it is hard to comprehend.
As water levels continue to drop this week, homeowners, business owners, and county officials will start to assess damage. Though the 1998 flood went higher, they expect to find that the force of the 4th of July flood of 2002 has caused greater destruction.